Hi, welcome to StanLib's weekly economic podcast. My name is Kevin Lings and I'm the chief economist within StanLib. The intention with these weekly podcasts is to unpack some of the key economic developments that have unfolded over the past week. And this week, I think we need to focus on South Africa's GDP performance for the first quarter of the year. The economy grew by only 0.1% quarter on quarter. Clearly a dismal performance, but it might be useful to unpack some of the sub-detail within that growth rate, just to understand South Africa's underlying growth dynamic. The second topic is to have a look at the US labor market. We had a huge range of labor market data released during the course of last week, with the labor market report on Friday being the main component. And overall, you would say that while labor market conditions are softening, the US is still adding a decent amount of jobs every single month, and therefore it is able to keep growing at a reasonable pace and at this stage would certainly avoid going into a recession despite the increasing trade uncertainty and import tariffs. According to Stats South Africa, the South African economy grew by only 0.1% in the first quarter of the year. That's measured quarter on quarter. If we look at the data over the past year, the economy grew by 0.8%, which is obviously a bit better, but still not a great outcome. And then in addition, they revised down the growth rate for last year from 0.6% to 0.5%. So also not a good outcome. In total, over the last 10 years, we've achieved an average annual growth rate of 0.7%. All of these numbers are really not acceptable in an environment where the population is growing at 1.4% a year. We really need to lift the growth rate well above that and ideally above 3 or 4% on a sustained basis in order to make a meaningful difference to people's lives. We just simply at a growth rate of 1 to 2%, you're not going to really create many jobs, certainly not enough jobs to accommodate the growing population. And therefore, from an income per capita perspective and in terms of some of the social dynamics, the South African economy will continue to deteriorate. If I break down the growth rate, where did the growth come from? Well, there were a couple of sectors that were positive. The most obvious was agriculture. We've had a much better agricultural season over the last 2 years. Agriculture has actually declined in both years. And so this past summer season has been decent. The harvesting has been good. And so we're getting a meaningful contribution from the agricultural sector. Clearly, we can't rely on that every single year. So it's not something we would want to build a growth strategy around, although when we do have a good season, it's clearly very helpful for the overall economic performance. If you take away the agricultural sector, then in the first quarter, the South African economy would have declined by 0.3%. If I look at some of the underperforming sectors, mining declined, construction, that's been declining now for 8 consecutive years, a decline in electricity production, and then a fall off in manufacturing output. And all of those sectors are critical. They represent our productive sectors, they represent the industrial base of this country, and we're just not able to grow them in any significant way. And most of them have been losing momentum now for a few years. Clearly, there are a range of reasons why that has occurred. A lot of that relates to our poor infrastructure. The declining rail and port capacity certainly doesn't help. The electricity environment is not all that conducive for better economic growth. And generally, if I look at confidence levels, they have deteriorated. Business confidence data came out again last week and it fell off at the exact time where you would want to see an acceleration in business confidence. I guess there are some factors that should be helping us a bit. We've cut interest rates. The Reserve Bank recently cut 0.25%. We expect the Reserve Bank to cut again before the end of the year. But also, I guess what also helps us is that salaries are going up a little bit above inflation. But all of that is just not enough. What we ultimately need is much better infrastructure development, greater use of private-public partnerships, and generally the deregulation of the private sector. And I think if we can accomplish some of those, then we should see an uptick in business confidence. That would then hopefully feed into a better fixed investment cycle and some job creation. But as things stand at the moment, it's really very sluggish performance that doesn't appear likely to change meaningfully within the next year or two. I think beyond that, we're hopeful that we'll see more evidence of infrastructure development, particularly through Transnet, getting the private sector involved in the port improving the port capacity, as well as operating some of the key rail corridors. But clearly, that's all going to take some time. And so in the interim, I think we're going to continue to experience these underwhelming growth rates that really don't help the economy all that much. The government is clearly aware of that. There's a degree of frustration within some components of government that are trying to implement some of these policy reforms, but ultimately without a greater sense of urgency on trying to draw the private sector in more fully into how the South African economy develops, it's very unlikely that we'll lift growth. We need to fully embrace the role of the private sector. We need to fully embrace the need to improve business confidence. And I think if we can do some of that, then we have a better prospect of lifting South Africa's economic growth overall. So if I look at the growth forecast for this year, we've revised it down now to 0.9%. I think generally most people have been revising down South Africa's growth estimates. We know National Treasury was sitting up at about 1.8%. They've taken that down to 1.4%. The private sector consensus estimate, when I last looked, was at about 1.3%. The IMF expects South Africa to grow at about 1%. And I think more and more 1% is going to become kind of the accepted number. And then hopefully during the course of the second half of the year, we can start to find some mechanisms to lift growth so that next year we can at least move closer to the 1.5%. So I'm hopeful still that the economy does move into a better position over the coming months. But I think in the short term, we're going to have to accept that the underperformance is likely to continue and that we're just not doing enough from a policy perspective to get the economy going meaningfully. The second topic that I think is worthwhile discussing and a little bit more upbeat than South Africa's GDP estimate is the US in labor market data. We had a whole range of labor market data released last week, and generally it was good. The US created or added 139,000 jobs during the month. That was slightly better than expected. Yes, the previous 2 months were revised down, but if I look at the average over the last 6 months, the last year, it remains well above 100,000 and importantly above the rate of increase in the labor force. In other words, the US is adding more jobs than the number of people entering the labor market, and as a consequence, they're able to keep the unemployment rate well under control at 4.2%. On top of that, wage growth seems decent. By decent, I mean the wage growth is slightly above the inflation rate, but not so high that it would cause problems for the Federal Reserve. So wage growth decent, the unemployment rate solid, adding a significant number of jobs. If I look at some of the other data, the number of job openings that actually strengthened during the month, it's the month of April for the job openings, but the number went closer to 7.5 million, which exceeds the number of people unemployed. And I think the job openings are a decent indicator of underlying strength within the labor market. So from our perspective, that was a good outcome. Where were the areas of weakness? Well, particularly the weekly jobless claims, the number of people filing for unemployment insurance, that seems to be trending higher, not at a significant pace, but there has been a little bit of an uptick. And then something called continuing jobless claims, that number is moving steadily higher. Continuing claims just simply means how many people are filing for unemployment insurance on an ongoing basis, and that number has now risen to 1.9 million. Within the context of the US economy, that is very manageable, but the slight uptick would suggest that it's becoming a little bit more difficult to get a job. So if you lose your job and you're looking to gain employment, it does appear that that is taking a little longer than normal. It's not in any way disastrous, it's not in any way really problematic, but it just suggests that at the margin, labor market conditions are softening. And as I said at the outset, the US is adding 139,000 jobs, which is good, but at some point, not long ago, the US was adding more than 200,000 jobs. So you would argue that the US labor market is softening, that labor market conditions are easing, that there seems to be slightly less willingness to employ, and it is taking a little longer to find a job if you lose a job. But within the context of what the US has been able to achieve, it's a very solid labor market. Now, the reason why all of that is important is clearly we've got the ongoing trade debacle, we've got uncertainty around trade policy and the impact of the trade tariffs themselves. And what we're looking for is, does this weaken the US economy? And so far, you would say, yes, there is some indication of a softening of economic conditions, but nothing that would suggest it's going to push the US economy into a recession. Systematically, some of the real excessive tariff increases have been revised lower, at least on an interim basis, and we remain hopeful that various deals will be done that puts the world trade environment in a position where, yes, tariffs have gone up, but they haven't gone up to the point where it derails globalization or derails key parts of global trade. I think the net result of all of this is going to be weaker economic growth. We've got the US growing this year at around about 1.3-1.5%. Now, that's nowhere near a recession, but it is down from early estimates. At the beginning of this year, we expected the US economy to grow at over 2%, about 2.2%. So it does feel like the US economy is losing momentum pretty much as a direct result of the trade policy that the Trump administration is following. But it doesn't appear that it's going to be so bad that it pushes the economy into a recession. Now, clearly, if at any point the US started to actually lose jobs in total, that would change the dynamic substantially. In other words, let's say that in a couple of months' time, instead of the US adding 139,000 jobs, we find that they lose 50,000 jobs. That would change the dynamic considerably, and then the risk of a recession would increase in a very substantial way. As I say, we're not at that point. All we've got is some indication that labor market conditions are softening, but overall, companies appear to be willing to at least hold on to the employment they've got, and in certain key sectors, they seem to be willing to add to the numbers of people they employ. And so that should result in the US economy continuing to perform at a decent pace until you get past the immediacy of the trade policy uncertainty. So that's all from me from this week. Hope it makes some sense, and we'll catch up in a week's time. Cheers for now.